Nick Floyd joins Racing Pulse with the Wednesday Greyhound Report.
It's great to have the money man, Mick Floyd, live here at Cranbourne, because this was your old haunt. You've spent many times down here at the Cranbourne Training Complex.
Good morning, Mick. Morning, everyone. Yes, I just grew up just around the corner there, and brings back some good memories, actually, coming along and seeing a couple of fairly slow horses go around in the early morning. So, no, it's great to be out here again. Fantastic setup too, I might add.
Yeah, it is indeed. And it's the biggest training complex. And, of course, we've got the dual meetings that we get here at Cranbourne as well. And when we speak of greyhounds, every single week there are major races, but this is one of the biggest times of the year.
It certainly is, yeah. Into full swing now of the TAB Australian Cup Carnival. And look, it kicked off on Saturday night with the three Group 1s, and they were three fantastic races. And, of course, the Cup heats this week, it just gets better and better. But Saturday night, full credit to Perfect Marshall in the Rookie Rebel. That was an extraordinary win in a really hot field. Took full advantage of box one. But Anthony has a party. Is there a hotter trainer in any code anywhere in the world at the moment? For the month of February, he's won 11 of the 22 races he contested, which is amazing. But when you add in the two Group 1s he won on Saturday night, plus the Launceston Cup on Monday night, he's having an absolute heater.
That is an amazing week. You mentioned those two Group 1s and then going down to win the Launceston Cup as well. We know he's always been a great trainer, but is this the best kennel he's ever had?
I think so, yeah. Whiskey Ride, of course, the Melbourne Cup winner. And he's one that kind of slips under the guard a little bit. I don't think he quite gets the headlines he probably deserves. And Just Terms in the Zoom Top, look, she's an absolute genuine stayer. Runs a 700 on her ear. And she's been knocking on the door of a big one, so it was great to see a very big syndicate of owners finally break through a Group 1 level. They contested a lot of group races, the Punters HQ guys, and to finally jag one is a fantastic effort. But, look, Anthony's got some really good pups coming through as well, and I think we'll see his name in these feature finals certainly over the next 6 months.
Well, there's no doubt about that. We talk about the TAB Australian Cup, one of the biggest races on the calendar. How are the heats shaping up?
Yeah, looking really good. As you'd expect, a $300,000 first prize, so the best sprinters from around the country are heading towards the Meadows. Most of those greyhounds we saw in those three finals will be going around on Saturday night. Of course, the Superstayers, the Fanabel Superstayers, will be on Saturday night as well, and the nominations have now closed. The heats should be out. If they're not out now, they shouldn't be too far away, so really, really keen to see how they shape up. Box draws will be absolutely imperative when it comes to races like this.
Have you got an early selection? I'm not sure if the early market is up because of the noms closing, but who would you be having an early play on?
Look, it's a tough one. This close to the heats coming out, you probably hang on and wait till those heats come out, but looking at the all-in beforehand, yeah, look, the market's pretty right. A couple of big ones at big odds. I think Mpunga Daniel's around about $70. If you got on there, I think that might be all right. He's going to need a box, but I think that's not a bad bet. And greyhounds like Slingshot Hammer, who went around in the Team Lee on Saturday night, and with a little bit of luck, probably, I wouldn't say wins the race, but certainly would have been closer, was around about 50 to 1. So, it'll be interesting to see how they draw when the fields come out.
You are very good at these long-range tips in the features. Big news yesterday, too, with the announcement that the Australian Cup series and also the launching pad and the TAB Melbourne Cup are going to be shown on 7, on 7.2 and 7, mate. That's huge free-to-air exposure.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's a great sign of where greyhound racing's at and the commitment to promoting and growing the sport. Three of the biggest races on the calendar, kicking off with the Australian Cup in 2 weeks' time. And the launching pad, it's a really unique race. It's a sweepstakes event similar to the Everest with all the best young in the country, yes, best young dogs coming through from around the country coming to Sandown Park. It'll be a great night and a huge crowd. It's our kids' night. There'll be people everywhere on that night. And, of course, the Melbourne Cup is the world's greatest greyhound race, and we'll hear more about the Melbourne Cup in coming weeks. But it's a fantastic initiative, and with the thrill of the chase also going for a second season, that's really fantastic news for the sport.
There is no doubt about that, and we'll continue to follow the build-up with all of that as well. It's been a big news week outside of events on the track. We've got a couple of the stars retired to start, including Seneca as well. Have they announced what the standing stud fee will be?
Yeah, so Seneca, look, it's been on the cards for a little while. It was made official late last week. Seneca will be going to stud, standing at 2,500. Of course, he's a track record holder, three-time Group 1 winner, won the Melbourne Cup Knights Feed Star event, of course. Very, very fast greyhound, beautifully bred from a fantastic litter, a son of Fernando Bale. And speaking to Steve White, the interest already at stud has been enormous. So, unfortunately for racing fans, we lose another good one. But, look, he's going to be very, very busy at stud, and at $2,500, I think he'll be snapped up.
And good odds, Harada as well, also off to stud. So, $2,500 a pop. How many would we serve in a season normally?
Don't quote me on this, but I think it's about 56 a quarter.
Yep.
So yeah, look, over 8 or 9, 10 years, it's very good money. Of course, he won about 700,000 on the track, so he could earn that and some at stud. So look, I'm sure, as I said, he's going to have a lot of success, and Good Odds Arada will be joining him as well. Of course, his brother Ferrell Frankie went to stud a little while back. A little bit different with Good Odds Arada. Frank Hurst has said he'll spend about a month off the track, but he's planning to race again. But over the next little bit, he'll commence stud duties, and I guess we'll see how far that takes him as to when and where we'll see him back at the track.
We get to see Black Opium back on Friday.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see her back in work. I think the aim was originally to get into the Australian Cup heats, obviously not quite there yet, given they are going over the over at Geelong. Ran into a really hot field too, Mapunga Wonder, Lagoon Red. Yeah, that's a really hot field. Mapunga Wonder, of course, was a greyhound that Jeff Britton was very big on leading into the Melbourne Cup last year. He's a fantastic winner last week. So it's not just going to be a walkover for her, but if she's anywhere near her best, she's going to be contesting some really good races over the next couple of months.
And there's some good news on the Tornado Tears front as well.
Yeah, we bumped into Peter Riley yesterday at the Sandown Vets. Of course, he was scratched from the Zoom top. They feared it may have been a sesamoid break, which at this stage of his career, you know, it may not be one he can recover from, but fortunately it's just a bit of ligament damage. He did seem to be walking around alright, just favoured a little bit, but about a month on the sidelines and be back in work. He's naturally very fit, he comes down very quickly, so I'm hoping Sandown Cup time we might see the greatest stayer of his generation back again.
Gee, that would be huge if we could get him to the RSN Sandown Cup. Alright, Ricky, this is where you earn your moniker as the money man. Find us a winner.
So the Meadows today, there's a Vic Bred series. This is a $25,000 final on Australian Cup night. Some very, very promising types going around there. I mentioned Captain Dynamite last week. I think it can go well again today, race 3, number 3. But looking to Sandown tomorrow night, Anthony Has a Party has 4 in there. So if you want to ride the hot kennel, he's got 4 good chances there. A couple that should be winning. Race 6, number 1, Tuitchery, who won the launching pad last year as box 1 in the 5.95 event. And in the free-for-all, Time to Talk, who's a very good greyhound, was an excellent winner on Sunday, beat a very good one in Jim Zardashian. If she jumps like that again, she'll be very hard to beat. They're pretty short. If you're looking for some value, race 7, number 2, Ernesto Bale. He will need an ounce of luck. He can be a hard one to catch, but at $10, I think that's a great each-way chance.
Well, we like that. Mick, good to see you down here at Cranbourne.
A pleasure. Thanks for having us. And, yeah, fantastic broadcast. Thank you.
We'll see you next week, most likely back in the studio.